Tamara Holder, a lawyer and Fox News contributor, and Matt Welch, co-host of The Independents, the new Fox Biz show. And Tamara, let's start with you. So President Obama turning to Google for the likes of saving his presidency. What do you think?
Well, I think when you're falling down, you got to just start grabbing on to whomever you can. And hey, you might as well reach for the top, right? His presidency is obviously hurting right now. And it's not just because of the failed rollout. It's because of Syria and the IRS and Benghazi and all of these things. It's like the snowball effect. I mean, he just continues to have these problems. And it's not only just problems on the surface, but it's also PR problems. He's just been terrible at communicating these problems with the American people.
Okay. Matt Welch, but from what I hear, though, a lot of times the president actually does a lot more talking than listening when he has these meetings. Is this just for the cameras, or do you think he can walk away with some real advice on how to fix healthcare.gov?
I can't imagine that anything of substance would happen in a meeting between the president of the United States and a bunch of tech CEOs as regards the healthcare.gov rollout. I mean, that is all kinds of technical specs. It's about the politicization of the process that happened months ago. There's no value that can come there at all. I think the main interesting value of this meeting comes from what they are bringing to it, which is saying, hey, look, your rules for employing us in your surveillance state are wrong. In fact, they got legally rebuked yesterday. It's hurting them with their own customers. And it actually has something to do with Obama's popularity. His ratings went south really sharp earlier this year when the first Edward Snowden NSA revelations came out, particularly among young people. So his base of support in the Silicon Valley among young people went south because of NSA revelations.
Yeah. Of course, Tamara, there is something the slightest bit hypocritical, isn't there, about the likes of Google or Facebook, which pry into our privacy more than any company ever has, sitting there giving president advice on NSA snooping?
Well, isn't it interesting that they have their own methods of keeping our information, yet they're also against the NSA? I think that there's a problem there, because obviously they're keeping their own information for themselves. But for Matt to say that there's an issue with Obama's approval ratings in the beginning, that makes no sense, or at the beginning of the year, because remember, he won the presidency.
He's dying now, and clearly is trying to be seen as taking action, when really, why doesn't he just fix Obamacare? Maybe that would be action.
Well, I think that he is, and I think that he had, like I said in the beginning, a disastrous rollout. But this isn't just about young people, Dennis. This is about the entire American public. And I think that the best way to look at this is Google and Yahoo and Twitter, all of the social media outlets that the American people use.
I mean, Matt, I think it's kind of funny that president turn into tech CEOs at a time when he's been demonizing a lot of big businesses and profiteering for years.
Yeah, and I think that they've had their fill with it over the years with this, right? I mean, how many places does he have left to go where he's still favorable? Every second-term presidency gets hammered. I mean, Bill Clinton got impeached, Richard Nixon resigned, Ronald Reagan had a dickens of a time in his second term. So a lot of this is natural attrition, but some of it is very specific to this president. He botched the Obamacare rollout. He won re-election, yes, but that wasn't because of any kind of endorsement of particularly his economic record, which has been terrible for America.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's a sinking ship at this point, which is predictable, but we're seeing more wrinkles to it as the days come out, whether it's NSA or Obamacare or other issues going forward.
Tamara, it's not like he could turn to insurance CEOs, is it? I mean, he's been beating up on them too.
Well, he should have. I mean, he should have done a lot of things. I'm not defending any of his previous behavior. The fact of the matter is to say that we have two more years left of this presidency does not necessarily mean that it's a sinking ship. I mean, we're all in this ship together.
Yes.
And I know it's very cliche and cheesy, but we're in this together. And
yes,
do we want a president to completely fail and fall apart for 2 years?
But in private moments with your most liberal friends in New York, the most liberal city in the world, aren't even your liberal friends terribly uncomfortable with the job they're seeing the president do now? Aren't you guys incredibly disappointed?
Yes, and I'm saying that. I don't know why this isn't getting through to certain conservatives, no names mentioned here, but we're all disappointed in this. But at the same time, he is reaching out, and he's attacked on being anti-business, and then he reaches out to business leaders and people who are part of the growth of America, and that's wrong.
I don't know, Matt. Maybe if he didn't raise taxes on the top 1%, raise taxes on business and be looking to raise taxes more, business would be a little bit more open.
nothing much good ever happens when a bunch of CEOs go to the White House. Underlying economic policy is made at a completely different.
How many times have you been to the White House?
What's that got to do with anything?
Exactly zero times.
He's saying, well, then how would you know?
He talks to people who get there. I mean, how does any journalist know anything? We're going to wrap it there on that very unkind point from Tamara Holder. We're just going to let the meanness hang in the air, guys. Thanks for being with us, Tamara and Matt Welch.